President Trump signed a bill yesterday that imposes sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea, but he did it grudgingly.
In a signing statement, the president agreed with punishing Russia and the other countries for what he called destabilizing behavior, but he said the legislation was, quote, significantly flawed.
Jordan Tama joins us now to look at what the most recent sanctions could mean. He's an associate professor at American University's School of International Service. Jordan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me on.
These sanctions were congressionally mandated, and the president wasn't happy with them. What was he objecting to?
Well, he wants to develop closer ties with the Russian government, and he wants to retain the freedom to be able to lift sanctions on Russia as a means of fostering a more cooperative relationship with Russia. And there's a basic policy disagreement here between Trump and Congress. Congress sees this differently. This includes Republicans and Democrats in Congress, believe that the United States needs to take a tough stance toward Russia in response to a variety of things that Russia has done that have generated strong concern in the U.S., most recently, and especially the hacking of U.S. email accounts that was designed to influence the 2016 presidential election, but also other aspects of Russian foreign policy, its invasion of Ukraine, intervention in Syria to prop up an ally of its, Bashar al-Assad, who's a dictator, and Congress wants to maintain and even intensify sanctions on Russia as a result of that.
And basically, Congress is saying to the president, we are taking the power away from you to loosen sanctions, basically on your own decision. That has to come back to us. Is this an unusual move for Congress to take?
It is partly unusual. So Congress has acted in many cases in the past to impose sanctions on other countries, even when the president has not wanted to take that step. And this has been true of all our recent presidents. There have been cases where Congress wanted to take a tougher stance toward some other countries than the president wanted to take. But what's unusual here is what you point out, the idea that Congress would have essentially a veto over the potential lifting of sanctions by Trump on Russia. So the law here stipulates that if Trump wants to lift sanctions on Russia, Congress can review that, and the sanctions can't actually be lifted for a certain period of time while Congress reviews it, and Congress could overturn Trump's decision to lift sanctions, and that's new.
And just to be clear, this is obviously affecting President Trump right now, but if these sanctions were still in place when there's a new president, they would also apply to that person as well.
That's correct.
And so this is basically pretty publicly saying to the world, Congress is taking some power away from the president in deciding on the strictness of sanctions that, of course, are part and parcel of foreign relations and diplomacy and gives and takes. What kind of message might that be sending to the rest of the world and to other leaders?
Well, it certainly sends a message that the U.S. government is not unified on this issue. I think to many foreign leaders, it sends a positive message, the congressional action, in the sense that there are foreign leaders that want the United States to maintain a tough stance toward Russia. We have European allies that themselves feel threatened by various things that Russia has been doing, and so they are heartened by Congress stepping in here and passing a law that ensures that the U.S. will still have a tough stance toward Russia in the sanctions area. It to the Russian government sends a negative message because they would like to have these sanctions lifted. So the Russian government is very disappointed, to put it mildly, that this law has been passed. But I think that it's very appropriate and necessary for the U.S. to respond strongly to Russian actions, especially the interference by Russia in the presidential election, which is something that's really a threat to American democracy. And our leaders need to take action to do what they can to show that we're not going to allow other countries to interfere in our elections, and we'll you know, try to hold other countries accountable if they do try to do that.
Well, and you referenced the Russian leadership, and in a Facebook post, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said, quote, "The U.S. establishment fully outwitted Trump. The president is not happy about the new sanctions, yet he could not but sign the bill," end quote. You know, fully outwitted isn't the most flattering language to use in talking about President Trump.
Right. Well, Russian leaders are certainly, you know, feeling upset because they expected that Trump would come in and be able to pursue a pro-Russia policy, including the lifting of sanctions, which is a top priority for them. And they have now found that this is not going to happen because of Congress stepping in. And so, you know, there's an irony here in that you had a new president elected who got elected with a platform he had talked repeatedly during the presidential campaign about wanting to improve relations with Russia. Everyone assumed he was going to lift sanctions on Russia. And yet now we're at a point where U.S.-Russian relations are, you know, in very poor condition. Congress, though, I think is doing the right thing by, you know, passing this law.
Jordan Tama is an associate professor at American University's School of International Service. We're talking about the new bill that outlines sanctions against North Korea, Iran, and Russia. And Jordan, let's get into the nuts and bolts. What are these specific sanctions against those countries?
Sure. Well, there's a whole slew of them involving three countries, as you mentioned, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Mainly are sanctions that limit a variety of kinds of economic transactions with those countries and also, in some cases, target individuals in those countries who are known to have committed certain kinds of egregious violations of human rights or been involved in other kinds of egregious policies. So there's a range of sanctions on Russia, for example, just to take the Russia piece,
sure.
Some of which had been passed by Congress previously or been imposed by President Obama by executive order. And one of the things this law does is it codifies all those, and it says these are all these sanctions, even ones that previously had just been issued by executive order, now have the force of U.S. law, and the president cannot lift these sanctions without, you know, this congressional review process being triggered. And those range from sanctions on individual officials in Russia that have committed human rights violations. Those people are not allowed to travel to the United States, and if they have financial assets in the United States, those assets are frozen. They include sanctions on other Russian institutions that were put in place following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Those include some sanctions on certain economic sectors in Russia, and then there's a whole slew of others on Iran and North Korea. So it's a long list.
And in just about the 30 seconds we have left, Jordan, other presidents have released signing statements when they've signed onto bills that they don't agree with. That is how President Trump expressed his disapproval of this. Was there anything surprising that he did a signing statement or in the content of it?
Well, yes, many presidents have issued signing statements before, and that includes signing statements regarding sanctions laws. There have been a number of sanctions laws and laws passed in the past that presidents have issued signing statements regarding. What's different here, in part, is the tone. Trump had a bit of a condescending tone toward Congress in his signing statement. He was really criticizing Congress for, he says, passing this legislation in haste. He says he expects the Congress to refrain from using this flawed bill to hinder our important work with European allies, et cetera. And that's a bit more of a, it's a hostile tone toward Congress than past signing statements have had.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure to be on the program.
That was Jordan Tama, associate professor at American University's School of International Service. He joined us to talk about the bill that President Trump signed into law yesterday that levies sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea.